Hello, my name is Riley, your automated guide. If you have just given yourself overlapping G-spot orgasms for 5 minutes or until your clitoris felt very needy, and you have then stopped orgasming, you are ready to discover massive or mega clitoral orgasms, or MCOs. Today, you will be stimulating your clitoris. Yes, I really did say that. Ready to discover MCOs? Let's go. Stimulate your clitoris to give yourself an orgasm. Do not touch your G-spot. Do feel free to touch other areas of your body, like your breasts and butt. After a clitoral orgasm, your clitoris may often or always feel super sensitive and too sensitive to touch. If so, after a few minutes of overlapping orgasms, that has changed. Now, when you give yourself a clitoral orgasm, your clitoris will not feel too sensitive to touch. Now, your clitoris will welcome your continued touch as you give yourself one orgasm and then a second. So, stimulate your clitoris and give yourself a clitoral orgasm. Then, with no pause, give yourself a second clitoral orgasm. When you have given yourself a second orgasm, keep stimulating your clitoris and just listen. Breathe. 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 Keep your breathing steady and regular before, during, and after you orgasm. If you need to, you can pause this guide now and continue once you have given yourself two clitoral orgasms. If you've just given yourself two clitoral orgasms, great! You're ready to proceed. Continue to stimulate your clitoris and have more clitoral orgasms. Do you feel a tension in your abdomen that is not released or not wholly released when you orgasm? With each orgasm, this tension builds. This is natural and normal. At some point, as you give yourself orgasm after orgasm, you will experience a massive or mega clitoral orgasm, or MCO. This will be an orgasm that is much more intense and much more satisfying than the other clitoral orgasms you have given yourself. When you experience an MCO, the built-up tension will be released, wholly or in part. Focus on your breath. Keep your breathing steady and regular. When you experience a massive orgasm, savor it and just listen. Continue to stimulate your clitoris. Breathe. 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 If you need to, you can pause this guide now and continue giving yourself clitoral orgasms until you experience a massive clitoral orgasm. Good for you to give yourself an MCO. Now stop touching your G-spot. It is time to recover and to review homework. Stop pressing on your G-spot now. Take two slow, deep breaths. Breathe steadily and regularly. Move your arms, legs, hands, feet, fingers, and toes. Listen to your heartbeat ease while you relax. Savor the experience. Breathe. Moving your body helps lower your arousal. Continue to move your body and take a couple of deep breaths now and then. If you need to, you can pause this guide now and continue once you have recovered. You have now discovered massive clitoral orgasms, or MCOs. After an MCO, you may feel like resting for a bit. After a short rest, you may choose to give yourself another MCO. For the second MCO, you will stimulate your clitoris again and give yourself clitoral orgasm after clitoral orgasm. The tension will build again, and after several orgasms, you will have another MCO. The second MCO will release more of the tension that has built up. It may take several MCOs to release all that tension. This is the last technique in this series. Other techniques are being developed. When guides for those techniques are available, they will be announced in the newsletter and on the website. For homework, in each practice session, give yourself several minutes of overlapping orgasms until your clitoris feels very needy. Then, give yourself at least two MCOs. This same homework is listed in the description for this technique, in case you forget.